Come to the end of the Freedom Series. Let's do just a short mihrab for freedom. The mihrab, such a beautiful time. We've kind of built up the energies today. Such a feeling in the room. Now we can just take a deep breath. Now, you don't need to struggle with anything. You don't even need to think about what we talked about today. You don't need to work at it. You don't have to study it. There's no begging for it. Mihrab is a beautiful moment where you just allow. There's no manipulation of energies. It's just taking a deep breath. These past 10 chauds, we've talked about freedom. Actually, we've really talked about limitations. Over the 10 chauds, just lovingly, one by one, releasing limitations. Oh, it can be absolutely terrifying at times. But also, so liberating, so freeing. Talked about freeing ourselves from the limitations of the human mind, the human aspect. Such a loving being that human aspect is, so resilient. Oh. So wanting to do the right thing, but feeling in the darkness about what the right thing is. What do? We free ourselves of that human aspect or its limitations, allowing that genuine love that the human has. Integrate back into the I am. I can't think of any beings anywhere in creation. I have more love than what humans have, but yet have more conflict with love, more challenges. Probably because the human being, so loving, so truly wanting to do the right thing, that they ultimately judge themselves so harshly, set their standards so high, are so affected by failures, what they call failures in love. Yet all the time learning more and more about love. More and more about love than any beings anywhere. Here we are, coming through the Freedom Series. Gave you an opportunity to look at the things in your life that have kept you limited. Some of them have been fun. Some of them have just been so limiting, keeping you from feeling and experiencing the true I am here within this embodiment. So frustrating to have those limitations. Some of them, these limitations, feeling like they're permanently attached to you. Take a deep breath into the true freedom. Freedom, enlightenment, they can be used interchangeably. Just feel in for a moment. I asked you before, when this all started, this spiritual path, this awakening, maybe 2,000 years ago, 800 years ago, doesn't matter. What was it? What happened? What got you asking why and how? Something not many humans ask themselves. What got you asking why? How? What got you asking, who am I? That, my dear friends, that was an aspect. Oh, it was true. It was a very valid question or questions, but it created an aspect. Where's that aspect now? Where's that part of you that went out searching? Can it come home now? Can it come to you now? Can it come into discovery? No longer needing to be out there wandering the celestial corridors. But can it come home now, to you right now, in this body? And start the discovery. Kind of like just walking right into you. Saying, let's experience together, let's be together, let's discover together. No more endless searching and wandering. Let's just be in the experience of the I am. Free beings. Enlightened beings. By the way, enlightenment doesn't mean the end of a journey. Enlightenment is just the awareness of the journey, of the experience. Enlightenment doesn't mean it ends, it actually means the fun begins. And we'll do that as we go into our discovery series. Let's take a good deep breath. Ah, good deep breath. All those expectations of enlightenment. All those people in your life seeming to hold back your enlightenment, at least a good excuse. Time we move beyond that, free ourselves of that. Take a good deep breath. My dear friends, Andra will breathe out with you in just a moment. Me, I've got a birthday party to attend. You're all invited. Find your own way there. It's at the Ascended Masters Club. Your name is on the list. And remember, as you're making your way there through the cosmic byways, remember that all is well in all of creation. And so it is, Andra. Thank you. And happy birthday to me.